Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Usually, BT, we have Jermaine Illuminor in this spot. He can't do it today because the Giants are playing on Thursday, so we'll try to connect with him during the week. But in his place, I don't know, maybe a little bit of an upgrade. Mercedes Monet joining us here once again on BT and Sal. How are you, Mercedes?
I'm good. I think this is the biggest upgrade. So, yes, the CEO is here. Please say hello to your CEO.
Coming in humble as always, I say. Right. Nice and shy, just sticking that toe in the water before you jump all in.
And this time you came in with two belts. Last time you only had the one.
Yeah, two belts Monet now.
All Elite Wrestling returns to New York City next Wednesday. That's this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
With the AEW Grand Slam live from Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens. Tickets are available at AEWTix.com. Are you competing in this or are you just going to be out there making an appearance? What are we looking at?
You know, I'm just going to be sitting back watching with my EVPs and the chairman, Tony Khan. And I'm just scouting to see who's next for me. Last time I was only one belt Monet, but now I'm here back in New York as two belts Monet. And now I'm just trying to see who's going to be my next opponent for our next pay-per-view at WrestleDream.
Any sense, let's face it, when you scan out the opponent, you're thinking style, you're thinking tickets, you're thinking money, you're thinking synergy.
Everyone's trying to join the money train right now. And definitely having two titles put a bigger target on my back, my front, my side. So these girls are coming from everywhere, so I got to be prepared. I got to stay ready.
What is the... last time you were over at UBS, right? On Long Island?
I think that's where the...
So what is Arthur Ashe going to be like for a wrestling event?
This will be my first time at that stadium, so I'm super excited about it. My rep just told me that arena looks so amazing, or that stadium looks amazing. So I've wrestled all over the world, so for me to be at the stadium for the first time, it's really cool for me to experience that.
I've been following you on Instagram. You're nonstop. You're everywhere. You were just at the 49ers game wearing Niners gear.
I know.
What was I doing? Are you a Patriots fan? What's happening
here? I am, but I was born in the Bay of Fairfield, California, so I still always have my Bay side in me. And Bailey and Naomi and Tamina are big Niners fans, so I was just there to really support them.
Niners play the Patriots this week, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
I'm jumping ship again. I'm joining the Patriots, baby. Wearing my blue.
I wouldn't advise that. You know, the Patriots aren't very good. You know that, right? Well, did you watch that Jet game, by the way?
Once I join the team, once I put on the gear, they're going to get lucky.
Hello? You play quarterback?
I'll be a quarterback for sure.
And by the way, I know you're obviously Boston sports, so Celtics, and the Celtics are about to get beat this year by the Knicks.
I don't think so.
We brought that up last time she was here.
By the Knicks?
Yeah, the Knicks, New York Knicks.
No, come on.
A CEO, you don't know about the Knicks, Jalen Brunson. He's the CEO of the Garden.
Hello, did we not win last year? Hello.
That is true. Where are you at mentally? I know you struggle with mental health.
Do I?
I think we all have. I did some research since last time, and I know that you have struggled with mental health. Where are you at mentally?
Like you said, who hasn't? Yeah. We all have a brain, and mentally, life's hard. It's everything. But I'm feeling really good and really positive. Like, this is the best I've ever felt in my life, in my career, physically and mentally. So my mental health is really good right now.
Is it easy to, which is great to hear, by the way, is it easy to lose yourself mentally when you're playing a character?
Absolutely, because I have to be on what it feels like all the time. Not only am I playing a role on television, I'm playing it online, I'm playing it on Twitter, I'm playing it on Instagram, I'm playing it when I'm get off a plane, go on the streets. It's an everyday thing. And I'm not Mercedes Monet when I'm at home. I'm Mercedes Vernado, but I have to be this larger than life character, and it's fun. And it's really the past 14 years, it's learning how to differentiate being Mercedes, the human, the being that's not a professional wrestler, and being that professional wrestler superstar that does everything and more.
Well, and it's a different presentation, too. Let's take, you know, you mentioned Jalen Brunson before, Aaron Judge. Take some of the stars, like, in New York, right? And those are two gentlemen. They're great, great young men, and they're giving you their time, autographs. That's one thing, but they don't expect Aaron Judge to necessarily go out there and emit this incredible energy like he's on TV doing an interview or in the ring. Like, that's got to be exhausting because you can be giving of your time, But then you've got to take it 9 levels deeper. That's got to just knock you down.
It depends where I'm at. If it's like a work environment, if it's like radio or going to the arenas, I feel like my energy is just always on. I'm ready.
Yeah.
When I'm legit straight off the airplane or going to a hotel, I am off. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't even ask for a picture.
You have to. we did discuss that. You guys get harassed with stuff.
Oh my gosh, ridiculous. Constantly. Yeah. I cannot believe how many fans are actually showing up at airports with suitcases of stuff just for us to sign so they can go on eBay and sell it. They're up to like 4 in the morning with their kids, trying to push their kids in front of us to get us to sign things just so we can feel bad. Mm. But I've known since the day one, like I always put a restriction to that. If you are following me to the airport or if you find out where I'm staying, I find that as a stalker, and that's creepy, and I will not sign a petition.
As you should. No, that's weird. That's unacceptable. I don't know if there's any sort of correlation here, but any, like the Caitlin Clark phenomenon here. I mean, let's face it. I think the number was 1.7 million the other night that watched her play.
Wow.
I think it was a playoff game.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. But you guys, ladies, have been in the ring, you know, a lot longer than I think the WNBA's kind of reached its popularity. Yeah, I don't see why. I think you guys are getting a lot of credit there.
No, not yet. But it's amazing to see. I feel like definitely within this year, women's sports in general has been the most talked about in the history of the world. So it's just so cool to be a woman in the industry of any like male dominated sport industry, especially WNBA, to see how much that's talked about right now.
It's crazy.
People actually want to go to the games and are tuning in and watching it on television. It makes me so excited for women in the sport.
Have you met any of the big names yet or no?
No, like, not yet, but Angel, I'm definitely looking forward to going to a game. I know Caitlin, she plays for Iowa, right?
Yeah.
And I used to live in Iowa, so I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
She went to college.
Iowa University.
Oh, then I'm all for Angela.
No, you're right. Angela. You got it. Iowa College. Yeah,
Screw it. I was going to go for her because she was from Iowa, but never mind.
BT and Sal on the Fan in studio here with Mercedes Moné ahead of All Elite Wrestling at the Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens this Wednesday night, AEWTix.com. As anyone, when you first came up, was there people that were trying to hold you down, or was it still like, hey, let's lift the women's division up and let's make this a big thing? Because just from my knowledge and looking back on it, it was that you guys were kind of the first to really start to kick it into another year. Were there people that were trying to hold you down as you were coming up?
In the sport or like coming to AEW?
No, in the sport
in general. Oh my God, so many when I first started. I mean,
other female wrestlers?
Not female wrestlers, okay. No. But the guys for sure, like when I first started, fans were chanting, I want to see your puppies, and you know, chanting degrading things and walking out of our matches so they can go for a bathroom break. Now people legit buy tickets just to see the women perform and see us main event pay-per-views and television shows and walk red carpets and do all of these amazing things that we're doing today. But just 10 years ago, people did not show us any light of respect whatsoever. Just so to see where it's now, to see where women's wrestling is now, it's unbelievable.
Well, I got to come clean here. I remember back in the day, I mean, you know, no disrespect, but when I would see Fabulous Moolah come up on the screen, right. I'm like, come on, bring me back to Piper's
Pit.
I don't really need to see this.
She was apparently a bad
person. Yeah, she has a dark history.
Yeah.
I mean, I was reading a little bit about that.
With what, the camp with all the
young
women
she
would
hold
have
down,
out there?
I think Wendy Richter specifically, like she held her down and did her dirty a little bit. Now, have you taken on more of a mentor role as you start to, not really getting older here, but change companies a little bit and you're the CEO?
I'm the CEO. I'm the standard. I'm the leader. I'm the blueprint for a reason. And I definitely lead by example. People definitely see what I do and follow what I do. I don't have to go out there and be like, I'm the leader, I'm the locker room leader, or I'm this and that. Yeah. People just see my presentations and how I walk into work and how I leave work, and they want to emulate that.
But you also want to evolve. So that's tricky. How do you continue to be you and be the CEO, but evolve and kind of keep people guessing a little bit?
It's setting goals for yourself, setting standards and dreams. Like, I still have so many goals that I want to hit. And I think when you have a goal to hit and to strive for, you can't stop. It won't make you stop. You got to keep on striving to fight for your passion and fight for your dreams. So if I don't have any goals, then that's where I feel like I'm stagnant.
What are those goals? How are you planning on taking the women's division to another level?
I mean, I can talk about it, but then a lot of people are going to try to copy me.
Oh, okay.
So I just got to show them and do it. And I've been with AEW for the past 6 months, and it's the best and the most talked about this women's division has ever been talked about in AEW history. I think just making this more global and making women's wrestling really put on the map is what I'm supposed to do here in AEW.
Sorry to cut you off there. I feel like you've done almost every, like, as far as checking the boxes. Is there something that I'm missing? Like, you compete at WrestleMania, yeah. You've been a champion, you have the two belts here, you're taking another company to higher levels. Like, what more is there?
There's more championships. There's more stadiums that I've never main evented or wrestled in. AEW is going global right now. We're about to do a show in Australia in February. We're going to Japan in January. We're going back to London in June. So it's just really having these matches and that leaves my legacy on the table where people are like, wow, that can't be touched, that can't be undone. And Mercedes Moné was the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
No doubt. What is the, what's the buzz there with this upcoming Vince documentary? For not only you, but, everybody behind the curtain.
Well, I haven't been talking to anybody. I stay in my locker room. I stay in my lane. But all I do know, I'm going to grab a blunt. I'm going to get some wine. And I'm going to be watching some Netflix. I can't wait.
Did you see you tweeted about it yesterday? Setting the tone. Did you see his tweet yesterday?
Oh, no, I haven't.
He's tweeted yesterday basically like saying, brace yourselves, and I hope that you realize after watching this there are two sides to the story, which would make me think he's going to be in a lot more trouble. Yeah, right? Doesn't that make it?
How about you grab your glass of wine, too, or tequila, and we'll just all watch it together?
Yeah,
we're going to see what's going to happen.
By the way,
are you having that whole blunt by yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So
I'm Snoop Dogg's cousin. Yeah. It's in my blood.
Understood.
It runs in my veins.
I know. He doesn't know. I'm like 25-30% THC. Yeah. Like, how are you not like, if I hammered a blunt of 25% THC, I think I'd be, first of all, I couldn't speak. I think I'd lock every door, and I think I'd be paranoid out of my mind. How do you actually watch something and understand what you're watching?
Well, I'm a professional wrestler, and THC helps me with my inflammation so much and my inspiration. So I need that 25, 35, even 40 plus.
Wow.
I'm going to make that extra.
Wow.
I got to do it for my bones. It's for my body. It helps me recover.
Look at you.
Sounds great. I mean, coming from you, it sounds, hey, you know what? Maybe I should try this.
It ain't bad.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How challenging is your schedule on your marriage?
Well, if you haven't seen the news, I got divorced.
I didn't see the news. When did that happen?
Just a month ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you were just here not too long ago. We talked about your marriage.
I know we did. So I was trying to swerve around it. I got separated in 2020, finally went through my divorce just a couple months ago. So it's been,
I'm sorry to bring that up.
Are you?
Not really.
Yeah, right.
By the way, I just got divorced as well. My wife doesn't know yet. So we're both single. How about that? I did not know that. I am sorry. But your schedule is challenging on your personal life anyway.
Very challenging. Yeah, it's a crazy schedule, not only being a professional wrestler, but just being in this entertainment world. Not only do I do wrestling, I do acting, I do modeling, I do singing, I do it all. I go to games. I go to, like, just, it's nonstop, just go, go, go. And I'm really in the zone of working. So it's not time for dating right now. It's just time to work and make that money.
But eventually it's always time to get back on the horse.
That's what people
How do you date a normal guy? There's no way a normal guy is going to come up to you and there's no way you're not going to be down with a normal guy after the way you live.
I haven't experienced it yet. I haven't tried it. And I'm definitely kind of terrified of it as well.
Who's the most famous person in your DMs? Now, especially. Now that news is broken, I'm sure that you've been getting hit up in the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are pretty wild. I don't know who's the most famous.
You get athletes all the time in there.
She's smiling, by the way. She does know.
I do know, but I'm not going to say.
Understood.
But it's a lot of people.
In about two hours, he's going to slide into your DMs.
No. I mean, if you follow me back. What is your diet like? I mean, you're in great shape. You're all over the place. I'm assuming you don't have many home-cooked meals because living in hotels.
Yeah.
How do you stay in such great shape? What's that diet like?
I definitely could eat more, but I call myself a choosetarian, so I choose when I want to eat meat, but I really just love my vegetables and my fruits. I get my smoothies and put protein in it, especially when you're on the go, go, go. A protein shake will get you down for a long way. and a lot of coffee.
Hmm.
I have to have my caffeine in the morning, and if I have too much caffeine, I switch to decaf, but it's really just protein shakes, salads, and fruit.
Sounds boring, does it not?
No, I actually have a lot of smoothies.
Fruit.
A lot of kale and blueberries and carrots and bananas.
Guy. What are you talking about?
I love peanut butter and jelly,
absolutely.
Too. Toasted.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it toasted as much, though.
I ask him, what are you eating today? Oh, PB&J. And now all of a sudden it's protein
shakes.
Such a
kid.
Yeah, now that I've been eating that. I always talk about my shakes. Come on, man.
I mean, to stay fit like that.
Well, I don't look like, you know what I mean? She's a real athlete. I'm not.
To be traveling that much, like, I find it hard sometimes to eat normal with a busy work day.
I would
imagine like that.
I get it, Sal. Monet, I would think the tougher thing is going to the gym. I think the easier thing is to eat. So if you're, you know, if you're conscious
you're
of it,
right.
Then squeeze out 2 hours to go work out in Japan, wherever you are. How do you do that?
Sacrifice your time.
Yeah,
you
have
gotta sacrifice your time. Either waking up super early or staying up super late because you don't know when you're going to get into the town. You have media appearances all day. You got to look cute and pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you just got to make the time for it and sacrifice the time to look good like this.
What do you do to unwind?
Flexing, by the way, for those who don't see it.
Meditate, yoga, hang out with my dogs, or smoke.
Okay.
Have you smoked today?
No, not yet.
Are you into gummies?
No, I don't like gummies.
Huh.
I thought Snoop said back in the days, like, I don't mess with the gummies because there's no off switch.
Yeah,
you don't know
how it's going to hit you. You don't know how much it's going to hit you.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't like the effect of it.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't help my inflammation.
I'm trying to get Sal to take
never tried it, but it may. I don't know if you can do it. Mercedes, of course. I mean, you know, watch a little TV show and take some gummies. It sounds appealing the way that you're saying.
We all got to do it together.
Yeah. Tell us about this Monet Mag that you got going on
Yes,
here.
I put on a weekly digital magazine. You can follow the link on my Instagram or X, but every Thursday I post out like these little articles of just staying in the know with the CEO of just what is my daily week like, little gossips that I like to talk about. It's just like staying ahead of the game because a lot of wrestling media loves to make up a lot of stuff about your girl Mercedes Moné, and I gotta set the record straight. So if you want to know more about the CEO, then follow my Money Mag.
What is something that was not true that bothered you the most recently?
So many things. There's so many old podcasters that just legit go online every single day and just talk about my name for clicks and likes. And all the stuff that they say is just BS, nonstop. So I always have to go to my mag, set the record straight, and just let them know.
I would think that's got to be frustrating because if you don't combat it, you almost let them win in a sense. But if you do combat it, you're always putting out these fires, and that's exhausting.
It's not all the time. I'm not putting out fires. I'm just putting people in their place because they want to start these little fires for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
I'm a firefighter. I got to burn it out.
Are you in your mentions, like, regularly?
Am I in my mentions?
Yeah, like, I can't imagine somebody of your stature and fame dealing with reading the crappy comments. But, yeah, so are you in your mentions reading the comments?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks to that Elon Musk, he really changed that X where you have to see everyone's tweets now.
Right.
It used to be just the people that you followed that you only saw their tweets. I love that. Even I had it blocked where I didn't even see fans tweet. It can only be like verified people that can tweet at me. But now the X is so different. And even right, like yesterday, he did the unblock button. So the people that you blocked can see your tweets.
Is that true?
What?
He did that yesterday?
That's my guess. That's what I read. But
I didn't see that.
Yeah, things pop up. I mean, everyone has social media and you're going to see the good and the bad and the lies and the truth. So got to follow the Money Mag for the truth, though.
I'm sorry, BT, but isn't that challenging mentally? Like me personally, I'm nowhere near, obviously, your level. But me personally, I find it hard to navigate. Like, I just don't even read it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's been therapeutic for me. It's been healthy just to not have it. Like, I'm on there, but I don't read the comments. It sucks because sometimes you lose connection with the good people, but I don't see any negativity. At your level, if you're reading through your mentions and you're seeing the negativity, how could that not impact you in a negative way mentally?
It just flows through me. I've been doing this for 14 years. And when I started in professional wrestling and getting on social media, my first couple of years hurt me. I would cry from these comments. And then you actually do autograph signings or you meet these fans that make these comments and you go, oh, this guy's trying to hurt your feelings, or this guy made a comment about you and he doesn't even make $30,000 a year.
He's got five teeth.
There's a lot. Yeah, a lot of fans with no teeth, or you see these podcasters that legit have to use your name so they can make money. And you just go, okay, you got to let people just say what they want to say and roll off because you don't even know if these people are bots or real or what.
No, it's true.
if there's going to be negative comments, there's going to be 100 positive comments too. So it's just letting things flow. Even the positivity you can't take in because you're going to get a big head or ego being like, you know what? They're right. I am great. I did have a great match. It's just, I got to just be Mercedes Moné and have the best time on the internet just for me.
That's an important thing though, because it's one thing to ignore the bad, but if you dive too deeply into the good, it's a false sense of security.
Yeah,
and that's
for sure.
That's not good either. I'll tell you what, if I had the ultimate power, I would get rid of social media. Mm. I really would. I would just do away with it. I think it's bad for kids. I think it's dangerous. Now, the one thing that stinks is that you really can raise money for really good charitable endeavors. That's the one thing that would give me real pause about doing that. But it's so bad.
It's a little scary, but there's a lot of good that comes with social media too. I feel like it's the way of connection. You would not talk to all these people from all over the world or even connect with them if it wasn't for social media. And I've met so many incredible people through being on social media too. So it is a curse and a positive as well. But I think there needs to be metaverse laws.
I agree with you. It needs to be regulated a bit more where there's crimes. And I agree with that totally.
Yeah. People are a little too crazy on that.
Yeah. You're very active, obviously, on Instagram more so than Twitter, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Do you treat that as like another business entity?
Yes.
I mean, you're posting all the time.
You're making money off your content, baby. Yes. Off of X, off of Instagram. That's still making money. That's a side hustle right there.
You got to give us some tips about that because you seem to be very good. Yeah. And now I know, obviously, neither of us look like you do, but.
But together.
Oh!
All right. Branding together, two bald head pictures together, we can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm about
making
that money.
I think we're pretty good looking. Let me be honest with you. We're doing all right.
We'll come up with a game plan.
But we're doing all right.
I just don't like the time that I feel like, because it does take a lot of time. All kidding aside, you're always posting these pictures and endless stuff on there.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, but it's
really not that much time.
Okay.
It depends on your team. I have a team, so thankfully I have an assistant that does all my videos and films me, and I tell her when to post things, so it gives me more time.
That's true.
And really, all you do is just post and go.
Right.
You post a picture, and you go.
Plus, you're always on a private plane, so
you
got time.
I got time. I got time to post and go.
Yeah.
We heard you were the quite the softball player growing up in Iowa, huh?
Not the best softball player.
Track star,
yeah,
right?
I was better at track and field. I was the fastest girl alive at the age of 12 in Iowa City. Was so good at 100-meter dash. That was my field.
What did 12-year-old Moné want to do?
I wanted to be a professional wrestler.
You really did?
Yeah.
Even at 12?
Yeah, even at 12.
When did you first think you wanted to do that?
At the age of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was the jump-off point?
It was seeing Eddie Guerrero on TV.
Oh, he was nasty.
Yeah.
He was talented.
Seeing him, I was like, ah.
Okay,
like,
wow.
I don't know. Like, I was like, ah, I love wrestling.
Yeah,
it was a light. And my dreams just started to, you know, come to my brain every single night, daydreaming, going to bed, sleeping about it. Just every single day was dreaming about being a professional wrestler.
And look at you.
No, look at me.
Even with that big dream, and you seem to be very creative and very dreamy, there's no way you thought you could have done this. I mean, to this degree, right?
Not
I mean, honestly.
To this degree. Gives me goosebumps.
There's no way.
Crazy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
The CEO stuff, like what, or just like how popular you've become? What are the
being
parts
this grand of a wrestler. I always dreamt of being like the female Eddie Guerrero, or even just being a woman's wrestler wrestling like the guys. I couldn't even dream that because that wasn't on my television. All I saw was bikini matches and mud fights. So my dreams were just my dreams. Like, so to make that into reality and to fight for it and to see legit how far women's wrestling has come, where we're respected, we're main eventing, got to main event at WrestleMania, I got to hold so many championships and travel all over the globe just for this business that I love so much. So, yeah, it's the best dream that I've ever chased in my whole life.
It is awesome to see. And, of course, we appreciate you coming in, hanging out with us once again in studio.
Yeah.
She is Mercedes Moné. Miss Moné, check her out. All Elite Wrestling this Wednesday night with AEW Grand Slam live from Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens. Tickets are available at AEWTix.com. And we can follow you on social media. You want to give that out?
Mercedes Moné, or the CEO Mercedes Moné.
Thank you.
Great
Mercedes.
Job.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You guys for
sorry
me.
To bring up the divorce thing. I'm an idiot.
It's all
I'm
good.
Be kicking myself about that one.
We'll
he did it on purpose.
Yeah, all right. BT Sal on the fan. We'll come back, reset it with the crown topic of the day when we come back.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Coe, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.